I'd like to begin with the words of Rudy Nemser, Long Haul People. You find them in churches when you're lucky, other places too, though I mostly only know ecclesiastical varieties. Long haul people upon whose shoulders and pocketbooks and casseroles and daylight nighttime hours a church is built and maintained. After the brass is tarnished and cushions need restitching, they pay their pledges in full and on time, even when the music's modern. They support each canvas, though the sermons aren't always short. They mow lawns and come to suppers. They teach Sunday school when there's no one else and they'll miss the service. Asked what they think of the minister or the plans for the kitchen renovation or the choral anthem or the Christmas pageant, the color of the bathroom paint, they will reply, "Individuals and fashions arrive and pass. The church, their church, will be here, steady and hale, for a long, long time. It will. For long haul people, bless a church with a very special blessing." My dear long haul people, this morning is our annual meeting. And I also want to call our attention that in many of our sister UU churches, we honor the memory of Reverend Dorothy Mae Emerson, who passed away earlier this week in the home that she shared with her wife, Donna Clifford. Originally from Fullerton, California, she studied at Harvard Divinity School and Andover Newton Theological School. She was a parish and community minister, founder of the UU Class Conversations, author of the book Call to Community, New Directions in Unitarian Universalist Ministry, and she had just chosen the cover of her new book, Sea Change, S-E-A, The Unfinished Agenda of the 1960s. Dorothy's work was such an inspiration to UU women. Her book, Standing Before Us, which she wrote about Unitarian women leaders, was a much-needed piece of our missing herstory. Dorothy was a speaker for Southwest Unitarian Universalist Women, and her leadership was instrumental in planning the first international convocation of Unitarian Universalist Women that took place in Houston in 2009 and brought together over 500 women from across the country and the world. She was a good friend and a champion of women's rights. Our denomination, all who knew her and were encouraged and inspired by her, mourn her passing, and we shall continue to be inspired, especially in these times. In Dorothy's book, Call to Community, she includes this story by the Reverend Dr. Anita Farber Robertson. "I had finished conducting worship in the small village church. Wendy was lingering. She was in a bit of distress. 'What's the matter, Wendy?' I asked. Her eyes filled up as she told me of her childhood friend who was losing her battle with cancer. Kathy and their friends were scattered across the country. Wanting Kathy to feel the love and care in which she was held, Wendy came up with a plan. Wendy sent a letter to all of Kathy's family and friends, asking each person to construct a square that in some way represented their care and appreciation for Kathy, with a touch of red to signify Kathy's courage. Wendy would collect the squares, sew them together into a quilt, and send it down to Kathy, who would then be wrapped in their love. She received all these mismatched and incredibly different squares. She sewed them all into one huge piece. More than beautiful, it was a testimony to human love and tenderness, and to the power of the heart to overcome the suffering of the soul. It shimmered. Despite the fact that it did not adhere to any rules of consistency of fabric, construction, style, as a whole, it told a story that no single piece could have conveyed. Kathy's quilt captured how it is that human community congeals in the midst of diversity and even disparity. Community shimmers. As we prepare to gather for our annual meeting, I want to invite us to reflect on this story and how much we are like that quilt, how diverse we are, how beautiful we are, with different textures and colors and stories, and how we come together, and at times how we are stitched together precisely when we are falling apart and unraveling at the seams. How when we are brought close together and held in love, we are seen, we are welcome, we are told, you belong here. This is your spiritual home. We are one. We are made stronger. We find healing. We can see our beauty once again, and we can be a source of strength for ourselves and for others. This is what it means to build the beloved community, to be long-haul people, deeply committed, willing to give of our time, energy, creativity, leadership, and financial support to make sure this house of hope remains open for the generations to come. In these times when everything we have struggled for over the decades is being threatened or taken away, in these times when the drums of war are once again beating, triggering panic and fear, in these times when our own bodies are occupied territories by draconian laws that would have us stripped of our right to choose, in these times when another 2-year-old infant has died in ICE custody, in these times when violence against our LGBTQ two-spirit siblings, especially transgender people of color, is on the increase, in these times when democracy itself is threatened and attacked, in these times it is not easy to build the beloved community, to continue to be a source of hope, of courage, and healing. And yet, in these times, look around. Here we are. Here we are answering the call of love, the call to be in community. Together we have been each other's source of strength and support. Together we are rebuilding and re-energizing a movement towards justice and love. Together in these times, we are the antidote to fear and hatred. We matter. We are important and so necessary for the survival of our democracy, for the revival of our spirits, for the liberation of all who are oppressed, for the survival of our planet. In these times, we look back. Just like that Sankofa bird who faces the future, feet forward, and at the same time stretches its neck and looks back to see what treasures, what blessings, what miracles we have made possible together in this past year. What do you remember? What do you see when you look back? What blessing might you have experienced this past year? Anyone?
I remember a very successful service auction.
Service auction success. Thank you. Yes.
Being named volunteer of the year. So
Volunteer of the Year. Congratulations, LaVon. Yes.
Martin Luther King March.
Giving the gift of meals to people who need.
The growth of our choir.
The growth of our choir. Thank you, Lindley, and all choir members.
The Women's March in Oakland and other places.
The Women's March in Oakland and other places.
The Climate March.
The Climate March.
The time when I was 3 years old.
The time when Martha was 3 years old was a miracle. And we are so happy to see you again.
Progressive people running for president.
More progressive people running for president and for office.
Partnering with UCC for supporting the family.
Yes, thank you for reminding me. We partner with the Eden UCC Church in Hayward to provide support to a family living in sanctuary in that church, Meyerling and her children. We met them, yes. Mm-hmm.
And Thanksgiving get-together was nice.
Thanksgiving was very nice, yes.
Finding Lindley.
Finding Lindley. We love you, Lindley. You are a blessing. Lindley getting married. We celebrate that. She's happy. We're happy.
The number of progressives, especially women, that have been were elected in the midterm election.
Progressive women getting elected in the midterm election. Yes.
Spreading the word of our service beyond this church.
Spreading our word beyond our walls. Yes.
2,600 people from 40 multi-faith congregations who belong to the Bread Organization in Columbus, Ohio, gathering to get change made for justice.
Congratulations, Columbus, Ohio. Yes, working for justice. Eden Area Interfaith, yes.
Aging to Saging
was a wonderful experience facilitated by our own Maleva.
Creating your own theology.
Building your own theology has just started, and everyone's welcome to come. May 26th, mm-hmm. Next Sunday, we continue. Yes, LaVon. Small group ministry. So before we start naming all of the committees, which we will honor and celebrate in just 1 minute, I want to say that you are a blessing to me, and I am grateful for you, for your continued support, for your mission, for your vision, for living into our values, for making this place a spiritual home. Thank you. Theodore Parker, a Unitarian minister who became a voice for justice and supported a shared ministry that expressed our values both inside and outside the meeting house, wrote, "BR's a religion which, like sunshine, goes everywhere. Its temple, all space. Its shrine, the good heart. Its creed, all truth. Its ritual, works of love. Its profession of faith, divine living." Likewise, Dorothy Emerson wrote, "Through the adoption of Unitarian Universalist principles, member congregations affirm that meaningful faith and freedom develop within the context of relationship with other people, with the flora and the fauna with which we share the planet, as well as in relationship with the force that animates, which some call God. The essence of healthy spirituality is a spirituality that is aware and intentional about maintaining right relations with those who share our habitat. We are a big tent, inclusive, accepting. We embody our intentional relationships through covenantal relationships. The foundational covenant is the one that binds people together in congregations. Relatedness is a central defining theological principle in our greatest strength. When the principles work, they provide support, encouragement to spiritual and personal growth, resources, and accountability. Community ministry gives concrete expression to liberal religion's affirmation that the sphere of our concern is the world, as blessedly and inescapably interdependent and relational. There is a second core affirmation embodied in community ministry. It is the sense that we live and move and have our being in the presence of powers that are creative and sustaining and transforming, not ultimately of our own making, but rather gifts. This is the theological affirmation of liberal religion, the conviction that there is a power presence in life that creates, sustains, and transforms. Some call this power God. Some speak of grace or spirit or the deepest wisdom within us. Some speak of the ground of all relating or of love. In affirming community ministry, shared ministry, we are not theologically neutral on the question of God. While we refuse to be dogmatic, doctrinal, or closed in our language, community ministry, shared ministry, cannot fully be understood apart from the affirmation that there is something in life that lays a claim upon us and empowers us to fulfill that claim. This claim has been expressed in the prophetic tradition of the Hebrew Scriptures. The Spirit of God is upon me, because God has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, to bind up the hearts that are broken, to proclaim liberty to the captives, freedom to those in prison, and to comfort all who mourn. James Luther Adams speaks of the hand laid upon us as those creative, sustaining, and transforming powers present in all of our lives, within us and beyond us. This love that will not let us go urges us to claim abundant life for ourselves and for our neighbors, and leads us to a life of active attention to the places where love is most needed. Today, our annual meeting will be an important opportunity to ask once again, who are we? What do we believe in? How are we practicing our values and principles? Are we sharing our financial resources fairly to support this community's growth? What are our dreams for the future? And what are we willing to give to make them come true? Where is love most needed? Today, we will reaffirm our call to be in community and to thank our volunteers, to be reminded of how much physical and spiritual labor it takes for this, our spiritual home, not just to keep its doors open, but to grow and thrive. It's a chance to reflect on all the opportunities we offer here that may help us to strengthen our faith, our determination to make this world a better place, a place where we feel accompanied and affirmed, a place of compassion, forgiveness, and joy. I will now call the members of all of our ministries, all of our committees and affinity groups to stand as they're willing and able to receive our recognition and gratitude for their service to this community. When all of the committees and groups have been called, and please let me know if I missed anyone, the congregation will say in unison, and I'll remind you later, thank you for helping us do together what we cannot do alone. We are grateful and we celebrate pastoral care. Let's give them a hand. Thank you. Thank you. Please have a seat. Worship. Thank you. Peace and justice. Thank you. Thank you for your service. Hospitality and membership. Thank you for your service. Adult religious education. Thank you. Children's religious education. Thank you. Small group ministry. Thank you. Wednesday meditation group. Thank you. Our choir. Thank you. Our anti-racism, anti-oppression, including the White Literacy Book Discussion Group and Beloved Conversations. Thank you. Buildings and Grounds. Communications. Thank you. The Drumming Group. Thank you. Our Interior Committee of One. The Skit Improv Group. Thank you. Our Elderberries. Thank you. Personnel. Thank you. Nominating committee. Thank you. The Committee on Ministry. The Finance Committee. Thank you for your service. The Board of Trustees. Thank you all for your service. Have I forgotten anyone?
The minister.
All together now. Thank you for helping us do together what we cannot do alone. Blessed be. Amen and Ashe.